We say hello very quickly to Nashville Predators General Manager David Poile. David, appreciate your taking the time.
Hi, George. How are you today?
Good, good. Let's, with limited time, how surprised are you that you weren't able to pull anything off?
Well, I'm really, the reverse of that is I'm really happy that we went really early and made the trade for Mike Fisher, because there wasn't as much available in the last couple of days, and especially today, and the prices were very high. I mean, I think that the sellers, and there was only a few sellers. I mean, that's the problem, because the league has been so competitive, the playoff races are so close that there's only a few sellers. So those guys that were selling really got top dollar for their players. So, you know, we talked to a lot of people, we kicked a lot of tires, but you know, really there was nothing too close, honestly.
Obviously, on Friday you made a series of moves, and you can tell me here where I may be wrong or just have this thing all wet, but it looked to me like you were trying to clear a certain amount of money to try to get somebody who could help you with these injuries. Pretty true?
Well, that's again, what we're trying to do is the injuries really have caused us problems all year long. I mean, right from game two when Matthew Lombardi went out, and it just seems that it continued all year long. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I'd have to say that we probably were in the best position that we were going to be in all year when we traded for Mike Fisher. And I think at that time we felt we were we had the team that we wanted to have to prepare for, you know, the playoff run and for the playoffs. But since that time, now we've had Gotch is out for the season, and Steve Sullivan is going to see a doctor about his groin, and I think this is going to be, you know, fairly long term also. So, you know, really things have changed, and what we've done is probably a little bit different than maybe we've ever done in the past, is that we've put our trust and put our faith in our younger players. We've called up Jonathan Blum, who played terrific in three games and got a big goal for us yesterday, and we called up Matt Halaschek and Nashville native Blake Jeffrion. And you know, I was asked that question earlier about isn't this the time where you try to add more veterans? And I said, exactly. That's probably what you do 99% of the time. But I really didn't feel that the veterans that were available were what we wanted to do. The prices were too high, and it was time to have trust in our younger players. So a little bit of a gamble, and hopefully it'll pay off for us.
How confident are you that the locker room you're going to go with from here till then can pull this off?
Well, my confidence is that we have a great locker room. I mean, our leadership, starting with Shea and Suits, and Sully, we get great leadership. Our locker room is fabulous. I mean, the guys get along really well. I think we play hard every night. Our goaltending is excellent. Our defense is really one of the best in the league. Our penalty killing is right at the top. Our goals against is right at the top. Where we're lacking, which we've talked about at the beginning of the year, is our offense. And what we need is more contribution from our forwards. We've got to find a way to score more goals. It's just yesterday was in our game versus Columbus, we got that third goal, and it's just like it's the magic number. There's no question about it. When we get to three, we have success all the time. But we've just been having a tough time scoring goals, and that's going to be when we make it this year and have success in the playoffs. It's because our offense improved in his last 19 games, and if you want to be negative for a second, we don't make it, it's probably going to be because the offense wasn't there.
Well, let me try it this way, because the three-goal stat is startling. It is so obvious. The numbers just paint as clear as can be that when you get to three, then you're going to win. So from here to then, who has to pick it up? Who can pick it up that right now you desperately need to get you to three?
Well, I think as respectful as I can be, I think a lot of our forwards are in a slump right now. I mean, David Leguan, I know he can score more goals. He showed us glimpses of that, and yesterday he gets the winning goal. That's what we need. Patrick Hornquist has got like one goal in the last 15 games, and he's right at the top of our leading goal scorers, and he scored 30 goals last year, so he has got to score some goals. Our top line of Kostichin, Fisher, and Erad have been playing really well, but they have not been able to, you know, finish off and put the puck in the net. So, I mean, it can come, and it has to come from all different areas. I think a young Blake Geoffrion has just, kind of got his feet wet in the first couple of games. I mean, he has some offensive possibilities, and whether he's playing fourth line or he moves up in the lineup, that's got to be part of his repertoire. He's got to come through. We've got to get some goals, score by committee, I guess you would say. Jordan Tutu has just come back in the lineup. He's a little bit rusty from being out so long, and he's got to find a way to get the odd goal here and there, and that's the only way it's going to happen. So, we've got to be better than we've been, virtually all year long on the offensive area. And we've got some, four key forwards out, but they're not coming back anytime soon. So this is a group that we've got to go with, and they've got to find a way to do it.
David, it's hard to imagine having more injuries to one specific area in the things you've had to juggle at center with Cal O'Reilly, Lombardi, now Marcel Gotch out long term. And when you did have three guys that were clicking, you were able to put together three lines that may not have been the most dynamic offensively, but solid two-way play mixed with a little skill. Are you confident that Blake Geoffrion can graduate up to that level to where you can get that dynamic going, where nobody can focus on one or two lines?
Well, it's a tall order. I mean, as I just said earlier, most teams at this time of year are adding, more veteran players, and even if it's very short term, that to try to get by to the end of the season to give you that little bit more depth. I mean, we're taking a little bit different course this year. I mean, we're having a trust in our younger players, and can Geoffrion do it? Can Halaschek do it? I think long term they can do it, but we need them to do it short term here, and it's a lot of pressure on them. But again, if the bigger boys, if the top players can contribute a little bit more, it'll all kind of trickle down. So, like I say, we have a chance to win every night because of our goaltending, our defensive play, our goals against, our penalty killing, all those areas. We're right at the top of the league, but the Achilles heel is our lack of scoring goals. But if we can just pop in one or two earlier, we've got the basis of winning those close games. And I think you've seen in the last week or two, I mean, it's either we win by a goal or we lose by a goal, and it's that margin of error that's just so close. We just got to get on the right side of that 3-2 game.
This question's come up by a few people, that the Marek Svatos, the decision to waive him, and then right after that you find out that Steve Sullivan is not going to be able to play for a while. Is that another maybe stroke of bad luck with the timing of it? Or in the big picture, did you guys just feel that Svatos was not the answer?
It's a little bit of bad luck in terms of the timing of it. But having said that, I mean, I think at that point we had seen what Merrick could do and he couldn't do. And we have a certain way we like and want our players to play and our forwards to play. And, you've heard me say oftentimes it's we don't need the most skillful player or what have you. We need a certain work ethic. We need certain responsibilities defensively, and we need a certain hardness of our players. And I just think when we compared him and some other players to what we have coming in Milwaukee, like Halaschek and Geoffrion, we all agreed, the coaches and our scouts, that it's time to take a chance. It's time to show trust in these younger guys. It's not the normal way to go. It's not the safest way to go. Maybe we should look for some more veterans. But at the end of the day, that's what we did. So we're going to be judged on that, and hopefully they can come through, because there's certainly much more of an upside if we can win some games and get in the playoffs and play with this team than if we were playing with some veteran guys that we wouldn't be having back next year.
We really enjoyed talking to Blake Geoffrion after the game yesterday. Just a great wide-eyed kid. It's such a great story. There were so many kids at the game yesterday watching him. But are you a little concerned that, because it's such a big story and a lot of people are going to be focusing a lot of attention on him, that it's just a lot to ask at this step? You certainly don't. You want to put him in a position to succeed,
right,
as much as you can.
Yeah, no question. I mean, this is a gamble and a little bit of risk, especially at this time of year. And we're not exactly putting these players in a position where we can kind of cover up for them. We're asking them to contribute both offensively and defensively. So there's a fair bit of pressure. But if it works and we get through this, we have some success, I mean, we're going to be way better off than if we would have gone for the short term deals. And like I said before, I mean, nine times out of ten, and I, along with everybody else, goes for these short-term fixes for the end of the year to to bring in the veteran players because they've been there before. They're solid. There's less risk. I mean, this is a riskier proposition, and like I say, we're really trying to show our faith in our younger guys and our draft choices, and hopefully that the chemistry that I talked about earlier and this closeness of our team will get us over the hump. So we're going to know soon because these games are all going to be very difficult.
Finally, I know that it was not an easy move for you to make to waive Wade Belak, such a popular guy in the locker room and just a great pro. What happens to him now? What are his options now that he? Because obviously nobody at this stage of his career is looking forward to going and playing in the minor leagues.
No, that's for sure. I mean, that was again, there's a lot of things I like about my job, but that is one I do not like. I mean, Wade has been just terrific for us on and off the ice. I mean, he hasn't played as much as he would like to have played, but is a true pro, never says a bad word, always very positive, comes up beat. He's got the guys laughing all the time. I mean, it's a terrific type of guy to have, but we needed to open up some roster spots. I mean, there's some complicated things that we do at the trading deadline with some of these younger players and making them available for Milwaukee. You have a 4 recall rule and all these other situations, so it's very very difficult. But like I said to Wade, I mean, it's the same thing I'm saying to you guys 2 weeks ago when we got Fisher and we had Gotch and Sullivan healthy. I never contemplated this, and I was sure that we would get through the year with Wade on our roster. But because of the injuries, losing 4 or 5 games, needing to make some changes, we had to make the move. So it's not the perfect way for him to end his career. But I'm gonna I talked to him yesterday. I'm gonna talk to him tomorrow, and we'll just go from there.
David, we appreciate you taking the time to come on with us. Best of luck on what is a vitally important road trip beginning tomorrow night in Edmonton.
Well, thank you, George and Willie, and it's going to be exciting right to the end.
Thanks.